So for those of us who don't know, who are the IRA?
So the IRA is a private entity that's based in St. Petersburg in Russia. They're what is known as a troll factory. So they've been identified by the U.S. Security Service as an entity which targets foreign located or social media to try and influence populations in other countries by using fake profiles, trolling people, pushing various conspiracy theories, images, and so on and so forth into other social media.
Right. And how are the IRA utilising Twitter specifically to influence operations in Australia?
So they do it in several ways. One of their tradecraft secrets is to, in the first instance, to not talk about politics. So talk about other topics and then draw you into a field of political persuasion once you've become sort of inured to their... So they're initially started from the evidence. They seem to be talking about, how we make American TV shows Australian. So they'll try and get a hashtag going around that area. They might be more specific, so in regards to MH17, so when the Australian government pushed back on MH17, they actually began to specifically target conspiracy theories about that, for example, in Auspol. So Auspol, as the listeners will be aware, is the main hashtag in which we discuss politics in Australia on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that I know most of us around 2SER definitely use when we're tweeting as well. It's definitely one of the most trending hashtags in Australia, especially around about now. So how do these targeted trolls from foreign adversaries further divide our nation and bring mistrust toward the government?
So to some extent, they just do it directly. So some of the evidence from the tweets we found specifically say from these fake accounts, as polls say, we need to target the government or name specific politicians and try and draw a wedge in those areas. Probably one of the most interesting things is that they don't focus on either left or right. In fact, one person might run multiple accounts from Black Lives Matter as they might run one pro-Trump. So you can be targeted on either side of the spectrum, and generally they'll work both sides of the house. They can't try and get any sort of disruption, but the goal is just create turmoil.
Yeah, wow. So specifically for us, the general public, how are we supposed to protect ourselves in the online sphere?
I mean, it's really tricky. It's not, because of what we were just talking about there, it's often difficult to know whether you're retweeting something that you're not sure even is a conspiracy theory. So I guess it's not an answer that anyone really has a good answer for at the moment, to be honest. Perhaps being conscious, being aware of who the people are when you become friends with them, or who you're actually retweeting, to click through and look at who the person is. It's just general good common sense, I suppose. It's not easy. Yeah,
definitely not. And lastly, cyber trolling is definitely not exclusive just to Australia. So what lessons can we learn from looking abroad?
Well, I guess in terms of what happened in the US in 2016, that election was fairly heavily targeted. But we're just noticing the last couple of weeks, for example, there's much more pressure on social media companies to be activated around this. So they've targeted various accounts arising from various other countries in our social media spaces.
Yeah.
So I guess perhaps we could be working more with our social media companies to be activated about encouraging them to target these problems. That's certainly been the evidence in other countries.